Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Ah, good morning.
Good morning.
Got your cowboy boots on?
I don't. I have high heels on today. Or wedges, I should say. I should have on my boots.
I know. Country thunder.
I've seen a lot.
If you wear a bikini to Walmart, you are grossly overdressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other day when I left here was, what day was it? Thursday, I needed to go to Walmart.
Oh,
and you
ouch.
Yes, you guys said opening day.
We told you not to.
Thunder. And boy, they were filled
with
cowboy boots, short shorts, and
no tops.
Barely any tops.
Right.
They probably had to put them on to go to Walmart.
Right.
And also the hats. So. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was very interesting people watching.
Yes, it was very
was in there.
And it's been a very odd weekend between the lightning strike and the young lady and the whole. I mean, it's just, you know,
weather has been really, really strange. And
they love the mud, though. They love the mud.
Do they?
They do.
I guess at a certain age, maybe, that they like the mud.
Well, yes, the certain age. Yes, the rest
of us. I've passed that age where I don't want to, you know, have to wear galoshes, which I still call
galoshes. I love my galoshes.
I know, but I don't want to wear them in mud.
I just don't want to wear them when I'm trying to enjoy music.
Right.
So I don't know.
A little difficult to dance in.
It's, you know, but it's almost over.
Yeah. So I take it you're not going out there.
No. No. No, I can almost hear it from my house, first
of
all.
Can you really?
So I don't need to go. But I just don't. It depends on the artist whether or not I want to go.
I know. Same here.
Yeah.
And so. I've seen, at least one of the headliners. So I don't know.
I think Luke Bryan was there Thursday. And I don't even know who's, I'm not going. So
yeah,
I didn't really memorize it. But.
Right. Luke Bryan. I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
Seen him in his tight pants.
Mm.
Although, maybe I should go back.
Mm. But he was okay Thursday, so.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm fine.
Speaking of tight pants, I'm just kidding. I have nobody that I can possibly.
Speaking of tight pants, who are we going to talk about?
Nobody. Nobody. Janice Hartley joins us today, as well as Renee Wilging from Henrik's Wilging Insurance Company. Coming up in a couple weeks, remember Joe from the Twin Lakes Police Department, though? Remember we raised money last year? We helped raise money, did the interviews and stuff, to raise money for their canine?
Yes.
Rex?
Yep.
Well, Rex has been on duty now for a year,
For a year.
Yeah. And they're having a fundraiser in August to raise more money for that canine program. And it's been very, very advantageous to have that canine in our community. And they also, you know, our southeastern portion of the county here, when we need it, even though Twin Lakes is in Kenosha County, they'll come over and help Walworth County and stuff. So there's a lot of interdepartmental working together there, but Joe's going to come in and talk to us and possibly bring Rex in a couple weeks and talk to us about the, you know, what Rex has been able to do and then the fundraiser, of course,
and fill us all in with all of the details.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like
he stopped by the other day. We had a good chat and we said, well, you got to come back.
I saw him walking by.
By my
desk anyway. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. So anyway, but today we have Janice and Renee, and they are always, always chock full of wonderful information. But coming up next, right after the break, is Janice Hartley with Keefe Real Estate right here on Lake 96.1.
We'll be right back.
on this Sunday morning. Janice Hartley from Keefe Real Estate joins us. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome.
Good.
Yes. So we were talking a little bit during the commercial break. But I have always been afraid of real estate because of like selling real estate or something. Like I would never do that job. Two reasons. Number one, I don't know enough people. I feel like you have to know a lot of people. And number two, I have always been under the impression that there very seldomly is there like repeat business, because how often does somebody buy a house, right?
This
and so
is
you're
true.
Constantly having to recruit new clients, find new clients. But for you, that's not exactly the case. You do get, I mean, somebody might buy a house today and in 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, when their family's grown, they call you back and you sell the house again and move them into a larger house to accommodate their family. That happens to you more often, I think, than probably a lot of people.
Really, if you think about real estate being a relationship business,
right,
not sales, because that's how I see it. It's about building relationships. Mm-hmm. It's about really about being in the flow with people and loving to learn about different people and
right,
and what their lives are. And so to me, that's what has built my referral business. And referrals don't just come from say I've sold the Browns a house, and now 5 to 7 years to 10 years later they're upsizing, downsizing, relocating. That's definitely a good part of my business. But referrals also come from people like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is another large part of my business.
I have no tolerance for people who say they can't sell their house.
I don't either.
Because I say, well, then you just didn't call Janice.
Right.
I have no.
And
like,
I so
do
appreciate
not complain
that.
To me.
I do. It's, you know,
in fact,
I appreciate that so much.
Give us your business cards.
Okay.
Because I've done the same thing.
We're handing
thing.
Them out at remotes
I
now.
Have done
That's,
the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
selling your house. No, I mean, seriously, like you did. But I mean, we've been outlining this for quite some time. There are very specific things, and you know, Janice has a plan. It's
yes.
Janice's plan. And if you want to sell your house and you want to get what you deserve
right.
for it, not what you think you deserve, but what you actually deserve for
right.
it, call. Like, this
right.
is a no-brainer, but you have a proven success plan.
Well, and here's a good example of this. So about a month ago, I was contacted by a seller in Geneva National.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller said, you know, I'm calling you. I get all of your mailings. I think you're the go-to person in Geneva National. I don't know that there's, quite frankly, another agent that I would go to, which really humbles me. And she said, we're selling our home. We didn't plan to sell our home, but our children have now moved away much faster than we anticipated, and it's a second home, so we'll be using it even less than we had
right.
been. And so they had done work on the home, planning to stay there. They had when they first moved in, they put in a beautiful in-ground pool. It was a gorgeous private lot. They had completely gutted the kitchen. They had painted
deal.
The entire house, and they had redone the secondary bath, so the second bathroom, really nice job, and were planning to continue with the master bath,
mm-hmm.
and they had finished the walkout lower level since they had purchased it.
Well, gosh, it sounds like we might be able to use the house if they're not interested. Oh, you probably sold it within 15 minutes, didn't you?
Not quite 15 minutes.
20. it was 20, Nancy.
But keep in mind that I see myself, it's almost like, you know, in a restaurant, you have the head chef,
mm-hmm.
but then
uh-huh.
you have the whole line that finishes off. So I said to her, I said, well, you know, the home had a great floor plan. I always talk about what are the speed bumps,
right.
because there's no perfect home,
no.
and made some recommendations. And it was a timing situation. They were like, you know what, we don't want this to drag on. So it was timing and pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommended a price range, which I typically do. Because I don't have a crystal ball.
No.
And they followed every single one of my recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We had the work done within a week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they weren't major. Things like, let's reseal the driveway, which they were going to do anyway.
Right.
You know, I saw some little repairs. Let's get those done. Little things.
Little things.
Mm-hmm. Little
but
things.
In the eyes of a buyer.
Correct.
Just make dollar sign sounds.
Exactly.
Even the tiny stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, this is Geneva National. This right. is not an, you know, an easy market, as I've said in the past. It went online within several days. We had multiple showings, ended up with two offers and an accepted offer.
Hmm. Fantastic.
And quick. An excellent offer. Mm-hmm. My point is that, you know, that property was on the market 2 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not for a long period of time, for a very short period of time. But I see myself as kind of the front man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't bring in the buyer. But if I can help the seller prepare the property, mm-hmm. it's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see as my forte, is helping sellers see their property through the buyer's eyes.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's a very good way to put that.
Yeah. So when you are telling your clients or potential clients, you know, these little things that they can do to help the process along and get their things fixed, do you start with the outside first or the inside?
It really depends, because I start with what struck me when I walked up to the front door. Because I'm their first buyer's eyes, mm-hmm. right? So I walked up to the front door and I noticed the driveway was gray. It wasn't black. I noticed the mulch was old.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the house is attractive, but there was nothing to pop it.
Mm-hmm. Like a door color or something.
Anything. Even. There was nothing. And by having the driveway resealed, having fresh mulch put down, having the all of the shrubs trimmed, professionally mm-hmm. trimmed,
into and little duck
all
shapes.
All of a sudden, it's like it's like a different property.
It was
Did you
bright.
Say duck shapes?
Yeah, it was bright.
She's not listening to me again.
No, I'm not listening.
She's in her element.
This is why Janice doesn't allow me to help.
You know, I sent an email to or a text to the sellers, and I said, if it's okay with you, I'm going to go out and buy some potted flowers, you know, because we mm-hmm. need to pop the front.
Yeah.
And the response was, you know, that's what I call service over and above.
Right.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Yeah,
for $20.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But in the photos, keep in mind, your first showing is online. In the photographs, those flowers helped pop the sure. front entrance.
Sure.
So
it's the little details.
It's the little details.
And the devil is in those details.
Yes, it is.
Right. Like I said, I was down at my parents' house. My dad got sick. You know, my mom panicked and said, oh, my gosh, you know, he's been in the hospital for like 6 hours. Oh, my gosh, we have to sell the house.
Oh, no.
He could be handicapped. And I'm like, Mom, but he's fine. He's right over there. He's just looking at me like, take her home. So, you know, but when we got there, I said, you know what? I'm going to have to put my foot down here, because there are some things, and this is because of you, by the way. There are some things that I see when I walk in here that if I was going to buy this house, and actually I will be the one that ends up having
right.
to sell that house,
right.
I don't want to deal with in 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is that, you know, whatever the time frame is going to be. And it was like there were carpet in the bathrooms around the toilets.
Oh, right. That's
and you
attractive.
Can imagine
oh, that's
how
real.
Disgusting that ends up getting.
Yeah.
It does.
And it didn't look that bad, but it was gonna.
But, yeah.
You know, I mean, so I had all that ripped up.
Right.
I had new flooring put down. I had, you know,
what
calcium.
What a huge difference that is.
And so when Dad came home, I said, you know, not to give you, he had a minor stroke, and I said, not to give you another stroke, but I hired a handyman, and you just need to write the checks and
right.
stand back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let Mom choose colors and designs and stuff like that. That'll make her happy.
Right.
It'll stop making her want to sell this place when you don't need to, and you'll feel better about it too, because you don't. I think he feels overwhelmed because he's taking care of her, taking care of the house and everything. But those tiny little things that may have cost them, that I made them do, that may have cost them, I don't know, $5,000 or $6,000, will save them tens of thousands later, because the impression that people would have gotten is that the house wasn't taken care of, and it was.
Right.
Right.
And so it just, those tiny little things
yeah.
is just dollar signs in a buyer's, and then you go to like a roof needing done or something like that. Oh my gosh, they won't even pull in the driveway.
No.
These
no.
little things are, you have to have these things done
sure.
before you even start.
Sure. You know, the critical, the difference that makes all the difference for sellers is when they really can step back and put their buyer's hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Because often they're also in a buyer role.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell them that, it's like they subconsciously switch. It's like, oh, I get it.
But that's so much more difficult for some people because they can't get past the emotional attachment to the house.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh my gosh, I can't change that. My kids, you know, I can't paint that woodwork. My kids' heights are all on that woodwork. Right. And that's just becoming to the house. No, it's not.
That's not their memory.
That's your memory. Yeah.
I was out in Oregon at a family member's home, and they purchased the home about 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So think Pacific Coast type homes, mm-hmm. lots of wood on the inside. It's an older home, high maintenance. The streets are probably 90 degree angles. Not the right home for this particular family member. And so, keep in mind, I'm the youngest in the family. So they were talking about how they were going to sell the home, and they had interviewed the agent who was the listing agent when they purchased, who also was the selling agent,
okay.
who is basically retired, but her sister now has the business. So these two women went to the house and said, well, you have a lot of work to do. It's totally cluttered. You need to make all of these improvements, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And the family members were irate, to say the least. Irate would be putting it nicely.
Really?
Insulting irate.
Yes. Right. And I was sitting there going, okay, Janice, they're not asking your opinion yet. Because
don't ruin the family reunion,
don't
Janice.
Don't ruin the family reunion this summer, because I thought to myself, and they said, and we know it's cluttered. And I thought, okay, if you know it's cluttered, then do something about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know, then that should not be an insult if you know it's cluttered.
Right.
And what have you done in 3 years?
Nothing.
Since you purchased it. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything, or was your ownership a detriment to the property?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good statement.
Which,
good
if
question.
You have small children, just face it. You're a detriment.
It could
to any property.
You know what? There's so many things. I was walking around our house. So our house is now this month 6 months old, or 6 years old. Excuse me.
I was going to say
6 months now.
Did
6 years.
Did you really have a house while I was asleep?
And well, you know, I'm walking around, and I said, you know, we need to repaint the exterior trim, and we need to repaint the front door, and my husband's going, why? House is new.
We just moved in, right?
I said, this is maintenance. Mm-hmm. Not to do it is deferred maintenance. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that trimming back your shrubs, you probably have to trim back your shrubs a couple of times every summer, especially when you get the rainfall that we've gotten.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
when you don't do that, shrubs get really what I call woody. Mm-hmm. And then if you cut them down, then they're ugly.
Yeah, they don't grow leaves. Yes. Shrubs don't grow leaves on the insides of them. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they just get gnarly.
They get gnarly. Woody,
they
gnarly. Exactly.
Gnarly. They do.
But like, they do.
Woody and gnarly.
That is the original definition of the word gnarled. You know, gnarled wood. Exactly.
So
good job.
Thanks, Janice.
You're welcome. I knew you were brilliant.
Dictionary.com. But it also, if they're rubbing the house and they'll scratch the house.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can damage your home, which then creates more expense.
Exactly.
And all that. I mean, this is, common sense stuff.
But it's common sense, but what we don't
lots
see.
Lots of people don't have common
You know how that saying, you don't know what you don't know?
Right.
We don't see what we don't see.
Right.
And we often don't see the things that visitors to our home see when they first walk in.
True.
I mean, if you walked up to my home right now and walked up to the front door and you were a buyer, you'd be like, why is the front door all faded? Sun.
Maybe.
No. It is. It needs to be repainted.
I don't know what I'd say.
No, but it's true. It's true. You know, the other thing people don't think about is your sidewalk, you know that black kind of mottly look it gets?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Sometimes it has like little yellow sprinkles that you can't scrub out.
Or leaf stains.
Leaf
is what
stains.
Those are, yeah.
There's this amazing contraption. It's an invention. It's so amazing. It's called a pressure washer.
You know what else works? But you got to be careful when you use it. But that leave it and forget it stuff, that stuff works really well too.
I thought that was dishes soaking in a sink.
That's my husband's dishes soaking in a sink. Yeah.
I don't know that product.
Yeah, but there's a, and it's, I think really for wood decks. It's like, holy cow.
Wow.
This stuff really works. But that's another, but it'll clean concrete and everything too. And that's all you do is you spray it on, you walk away.
And does it...
But you have to be careful where you're using it.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
It's not a green product.
Yeah, no.
But it does work.
But
and
does
it's not
it,
damaging, but it's not a green product. Yeah.
But does it damage lawn and flop?
No.
Okay, it's just not. If you're in the watershed, you don't want to use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just super sensitive about that stuff. We live on a lake, and I try very hard not to chemicalize anything.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't pour whiskey and kill fish.
You don't? not at all?
Not anymore.
You don't put coffee.
I was going to bring up decks, though. That's another good thing.
Yeah.
That if you, I think that people should pay attention to their decks when they are getting ready to sell their house.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because if it's just, they can just get so
moldy
and
slippery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moldy, slippery, paint peeling, rotted wood.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a composition deck, like a Trex or something like that, and you have overhanging trees, so you end up with that, like, mold.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really mildew, but it can, especially if someone's walking on it and it's like wet weather.
Very slippery. Yeah.
Gets in your house.
This is common sense. I mean, but we all ignore it.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? A faulty deck, won't that affect your inspection?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's just not aesthetic issues with the deck.
It's a safety issue as well.
It's a safety issue.
The railings and stuff.
But even if it's all okay, at least take care of your deck and clean it.
Absolutely.
And power wash it. And
There are just like, and I use this comparison when I'm working with sellers. I say, you know what? When you get ready for your first date with, you know, your present partner, can you think back to how you prepared? Like, how'd you get ready?
Did you shave your legs?
Yeah.
That's your deck.
Or whatever the case may be. Well, whatever the case may be, you know.
This is so true.
But it's like...
Armpits? That's your front door. Check. Just saying.
But that's, you know, so you're getting ready for a date with your buyer.
Yeah.
Or your house is getting ready for a date with buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be preparing that house... It just as conscientiously, or for some people, I use the car. Have you ever sold a car?
No.
What'd you do? You've never like sold one of your cars.
Oh no, my husband takes care of all that.
Okay.
Well, but
we would
clean
actually
it out.
We would actually have to stop hoarding things and actually sell something.
Okay.
So I'm not a good candidate.
Have you ever sold a car?
I haven't, but I would think that you'd clean it out.
Clean it. Many people,
you know,
bring it in for a detailing.
Detailing, right.
Or they detail, like, we're not just talking vacuum. We're talking a true detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Q-tip.
They pull the seats. Yeah, they pull the seats out. Mm-hmm. Well, same. You want to do that with your house. And I've had some people say to me, Janice, if I do that, we won't be able to put our house on the market for a year.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about my storage unit. All the hoarding going on.
Oh,
it's
going
to take us years to get rid of this stuff.
It's kind of fun to go shopping in there, though, isn't it? In your own, you know.
The things that you don't see, you go shopping.
Yes, because none of it's my crap.
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's a whole different story.
No, that's not fun.
But it's just overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. And so you break it down room by room.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, you have a strategy to accomplish that as well.
Absolutely.
Don't let it get overwhelming, because the rewards are cash.
The rewards are you get to move on in your journey.
Uh-huh.
That's the reward.
Potentially some extra cash.
With potentially some extra cash.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. I mean, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And mop the floor.
Quite frankly, as the market shifts and as the interest rates are rising, buyers are going to become more and more discerning.
Sure.
Because the difference between a quarter point, a quarter percent, half a percent, they start, I'm going to talk about this, you know, in a couple of weeks, they start affecting the monthly mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
If it affects the monthly line, if it affects your bottom line, now we're talking about the fact that what was going to be in your utility budget or your food budget or your let's improve the house budget has now gone into your mortgage budget.
Right.
So,
or your mortgage budget, everything stays the same, but the price point of your house that you're looking for went down.
Or Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. There's going to be a shift.
Sacrifice, yeah.
So buyers are they are definitely becoming more and more discerning. They are aware of the fact that sellers know that it is a seller's market. Mm-hmm. You've heard the saying, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Buyers are sensitive to homes that they feel are overpriced because the seller is getting greedy.
Right. Buyers, they're not going to settle for being taken advantage of.
No.
Right.
Absolutely
uh-huh.
not. And this is, I'm seeing this now it more and more.
Really?
Don't get too big for your britches. The market's great, but it's not good enough for you to start being stupid.
No. This isn't the coast. This is neither
right.
coast. This is not Dallas or Houston or, you know, some places in Colorado and Arizona where the market is going to keep escalating
right.
and appreciating. This is Wisconsin. And so, you know, and we're a little bit more conservative in
mm-hmm.
the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have had that statement from several buyers just in the past few months saying, you know what? I think the seller's being greedy. I'm stepping back.
Right.
Either I'm not going to write an offer or I'm not countering the seller's counter.
And it also, if you get that instinct, it makes you fear for what's going to happen as you get closer to closing and things like that. Like, you just
Absolutely.
Don't know.
Yes.
It just makes you nervous. And so, yeah, I can see where that would certainly deter.
And no one wants to work with a greedy anybody.
No,
you know?
No, and it plays both ways for sure. I mean,
oh, sure.
You mentioned getting to closing. One of the things that, you know, keep in mind that both buyers and sellers, they go through real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
And so as real estate agents, we need to be really conscientious about how we pass on information, not that we do, but how we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sometimes the seller will say, well, it seems like this buyer, just from the offer, is kind of picky. You don't want to really say, yeah, the buyer's picky. There are some things that may be important to this buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
are these things that you can live with?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, the buyer can say the reverse.
Right.
So, you know, because they know that that is setting the stage for the rest of the transaction.
Right.
If I feel they're picky now, if I feel that they're going to be difficult to work with now, what's going to happen down the line.
Right, when
exactly.
it comes time to
yeah.
really close the deal.
Yeah, so it really pays to, for agents to be careful about how we communicate, and then also for buyers and sellers to be aware that you don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to start making assumptions before,
right.
you know, based upon something that's in writing.
Right.
Right.
And based on a transaction like that. I mean,
exactly.
that's, you can't.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know somebody's personality
yeah.
based
right.
on that. And that's okay. If something's important to them. But you're right. If you can't live with it, yes, there's going to be another buyer.
Right. Exactly. But,
I mean,
but you have to make, you really have to make sure that there's going to be another buyer.
Oh, well, that's true.
You know. There are certainly things in offers that are very typical, and they're more and more as our society becomes more and more litigious, we're going to start seeing things that, you know, we're going to see in offers perhaps contingencies
mm-hmm.
that, you know, protect basically all sides, and neither seller nor buyer should see that as, oh, you know, that's unreasonable.
Like a yellow flag or
ask
red.
The question, why do you think this is here? But anyway, you know, I think hopefully the way that I help guide sellers and buyers is part of the reason why people, you know, to go back to what we started out with, why people trust the fact that if they refer someone to me
right.
that I'm going to treat them like family.
Right. Oh. Oh, well,
in a good way. In a good way.
So whatever happened with your other family with the whole, did you just sit there and you bit your
tongue? I was very quiet.
How did you do that? See,
right.
I wouldn't be like that. I'd be like, that's, you're just
well,
not
I gave them some questions. I said, I sat there and I thought to myself, well, how can I be most useful here? It wasn't going to help for me to say, well, you know, she's probably right.
Didn't you want to, though?
I did. But so what I said was, would you like me to give you some questions to ask the original real estate agent? since they're sisters, it would filter down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, because they, the also the appreciation in an area where appreciation has been 10% per year, there was basically like 1 year's worth of appreciation. So there were a lot of questions.
Oh, sure.
So I said to them, and they said, well, we must have overpaid. I said, perfect question. Why don't you ask the agent if she overpriced the home and if you overpaid based upon the market at the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one of the questions.
But she's not going to be honest about that answer.
They could also ask her to pull comps from that year.
So she has to be honest, I guess.
Yeah, they could certainly ask her to do that. So I gave them some questions to ask the original agent, you know, if you think the house needs this now,
how did it not need
how
it
did
then?
It change exactly. in 3 years?
That's what I right. was thinking. Like, how does it
get that way in right. 3 years?
Right. So those are the things I would have asked. Like, I don't know what the agent... There were some things that I presumed or assumed the agent said, like the landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of landscaping, and I thought, I wonder if it's overgrown. A lot of it looked overgrown to mm-hmm. me. So I thought... That would have been a good question.
That might have been. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, things like that.
But for right now, Christmas and Thanksgiving are okay.
I think so.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank
now,
goodness.
When we need you to guide us through that journey of home ownership or purchasing or selling, how do we get in touch with you?
Best way to reach me is by cell phone, which is 262-745-3630 or on the web at sellinglakegeneva.com.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do. My Facebook page is always the Facebook page that I cannot remember the title of. But I do have, I have two business pages. One is Things to Do in Lake Geneva, 365 days a year.
That's the one I was mm-hmm. looking for.
Yeah.
Because that's all the fun stuff. That's all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. I always want to be a resource for the community.
Yep.
And my other one is, I believe, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin Real Estate.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right there. But yeah, the one, like, Things to Do 365 days a year, check that one out at the very least.
Yes.
Because even if you're not in the market for a home or whatever, because Janice is a good resource for community happenings
yes.
anywhere.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you. This was fun.
Okay, this always takes a turn for the something. I'm not sure what. Renee Wilging from Henricks Wilging. I can't. See, it's already taken a turn for the worst.
Henricks Wilging Insurance Services.
In Elkhorn.
In Elkhorn.
Joins us this morning. But right before I turned the mics on, she said, oh my gosh, have you been watching Seatbelt Psychic?
What's Seatbelt Psychic?
This is amazing.
Okay, what in the world is Seatbelt Psychic? I mean, God forbid we talk about insurance
or whatever.
Yeah, I talk about it all day long. I'm tired.
Okay.
Totally okay.
So anyway,
talking about
blah blah blah. Call your agent. Seatbelt Psychic. What's Seatbelt Psychic?
It just started last week, and I don't know what you, but it was on last night. And they do two episodes on that night. Anyway, his name is Thomas. And he's a psychic and a medium. So he sees dead people. So, but...
I'm hooked already.
It's, I mean, so he decides...
What's the seatbelt got to do
okay,
with it?
So,
he
so
drives
he decides,
around in a car?
Maybe it's like carpool karaoke.
He is. No, he decided to do rideshare. So people, you know, get into
for
his car.
For dead people?
Well, no, for real people. So they get into his car. And then he says, oh... Yeah, did your mother just pass away? Because she just came in the door with you.
Because they're riding with them.
Oh, my God.
It's like cash cab.
It is like
it's cash cab. Whatever it is, cash cab.
But
it's like
he knows things.
An Uber.
I'm going to have to charge you double because there's a lot of people in this car. It's only me, Mr. Seatbelt Psychic.
It's amazing.
No, there's a whole crowd with you. Grandma Blue Hair. She's sitting right over there.
He's so funny. There's one he's like, okay, I'm seeing this stuff and I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing, but it seems like it's wild and it's out of control and it can't be right. But did your dad like to be in women's clothes?
What?
And she's like, oh my God, he was a cross dresser, or he was not transgender. He was, it was another name. But anyway, he wore them. And she's like, how the heck did you know that? Well, he's sitting there right there and he's showing me. And he's
in
like,
women's clothes?
In women's clothes. And so it was like, oh my God. And then
There reminds me of Friends.
Oh,
Chandler's mom.
Oh, yeah, Chandler.
And mom or dad or whatever.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that always, what's that lady's name? The actress.
Kathleen Turner?
Yeah, yeah.
She's hysterical.
So
she
good.
Does. That whole storyline was
hysterical. That was really good. But no, there was like a guy who just lost his like 22-year-old son to cystic fibrosis. And so he knew, he's like, you know, he had a hard time catching his breath and I see him, but he's telling you he's fine. And he's happy, and he's special because he's an angel. He's not just passed on. He's actually passed on, and he's like one of the really good people. Good.
Wow.
And he's like in a really, really
Wait
great
a minute.
Place.
So there's like graduated. Somewhere in the middle?
So what happens
so
is...
So maybe I'm not going... perhaps like...
How do I qualify
for that place in the middle?
I think the premier good people go to like he was like such a good person when he was on this, that he hangs out with the good people. And that was kind of what I was getting from. But then he
went
did.
To heaven, you were good.
Right.
Like,
that's what you're supposed to be to get into heaven. No.
And then last
but
night.
But there's different levels?
Well, even last night, he said, and it really kind of hit a chord because I think everybody knows somebody that has, you know, hurt themselves, you know, committed suicide or whatever.
Right.
And I think, you know, in my faith, I was always told, well, then you don't get to go to heaven. And that's, you know, and I always hoped that that was wrong. And he says, no, that's not the way it works. They're with everybody else. They're perfectly fine. They're content. You know, it's fine, which gave me some peace because there's people in my life that I've known that have passed
right,
away that
sure,
way.
Yes.
And I've always wondered, I just hope they're happy. I hope they're at peace now
right.
because they weren't at peace here. Mm-hmm. And I hope they're at peace there. And he kind of let these people know that, yeah, they're at peace now. They're fine. They're happy.
Okay. So he like shows up in an Uber car.
Right.
And
people
picks
can
you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then just. Says, by the way, there's seven people in the car with you.
Well, he usually
car.
Says is, you know, he starts driving
Two
a little bit.
People are on the hood.
And he's like, well, I just, you know, are you open to it? I'm just letting you know I'm a psychic and a medium. And are you open to it? And some people say, yeah, that's stupid. Fine, whatever. And but he'll start saying stuff and then they start bawling. Because, I mean, the things that he comes up with are not generalities. Like you hear, you know, these are very specific things that he is talking
what
about.
What town is he doing this in?
Yeah.
I think like
probably
L.A.
Vegas.
No, I think it's like L.A. or, you know, that. It's in California, so I don't really know.
I mean, is this car like is it like the Ghostbusters car?
It's just a regular Uber car, so nobody knows that you're getting into, like, the cash. There's no lights that go on. Cash cab. It just, he gets in and he says, you know, hello, how are you? And then pulls
no
away
ball,
and like, no, and just starts talking. Hey, I'm a medium and I'm getting some feelings here. And he actually had one person get out of the car right away. He says, I'm going to throw up. You need to leave. And he's like, you have too many dead people around you. And she said, well, I'm a mortuary, you know, worker. So, and he's like, I got to ask.
He made her leave?
She had to get out of the car.
Why? Because he couldn't.
He was going to throw up. He was going to throw up. There were too many.
It was making him ill because
right.
he was trying to, like, they were trying to go through
there
him.
There were too many things, you know, going on there. Yeah. It's such a cool show. It really is. Nancy's
psychic.
Laughing at me, but she would love it.
So going to
listen,
be watching
one of my favorite
this.
Guests is Carolyn Clapper. I mean, it's
yeah.
just, yeah, she...
Is she a psychic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, really?
And yes. spot on.
Oh, I gotta meet with her.
She has told Melody and I things that it is absolutely impossible that she could have ever, ever, ever found that stuff out any other way but
right.
then through her...
Well, see, I was worried about this whole Uber thing. You know, like I don't know if he's
well,
Uber,
no,
Lyft,
I mean,
or whatever.
I already didn't want to get in an Uber.
Well,
oh, they're fine.
Well, no, my thing was this, is I thought, I want this to be real. Because he's really, like, giving some people peace. You know, you can tell
absolutely,
that the things
yes.
that he's given them some closure for some issues and stuff like that. And that's what makes me cry, you know, while I'm watching the show. And then my husband and I were talking afterwards, and I'm like, I just hope that there's not some kind of leak that comes out that, you know, he's got a little microphone or a little thing in his ear that people are looking these people up on Facebook first and finding out some of this stuff or whatever. And but last night's show really told me that there is no way in heck that could be going on, that he really is the real deal. And he gave these people, like, they get out of the cab and they kind of talk to them after the cab and or whatever, not a cab, the car. And they're like, I just am so glad to know that person's at peace. It's always I've always felt some guilt that I didn't go see them right before they passed, and they reached out to me, and I didn't do anything about it, and they forgive me, and, you know, there's closure, and I really feel like I can move on with my life, you know? And it's
right.
it's pretty cool. It's a warm and fuzzy show. with a little eeriness to it.
Yes, I'm so into that.
I know, it's cool.
And
his name is Thomas. He looks kind of like the guy from The Tonight Show. What's that guy's name?
Doc Severinsen.
No.
Ed McMahon.
He's a younger guy. The intern. That intern guy that was...
Oh, you mean the current Tonight Show?
I
wouldn't know.
Oh, what is that guy's name? Very flamboyant.
Is he with Jimmy Fallon?
I don't know if he's with Jimmy Fallon now, but he started out with Jay Leno. And he was called the intern or whatever. Oh, what was
Corden. James Corden. No?
No. No, but anyway, he looks just like him. I think he works for E! Now, and he's very flamboyant, you know. Ross the intern.
Yes, Ross the intern.
Ross the intern, yes. Yeah. So he looks just like him to me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to have a viewing party.
Oh, it'd be fun.
Yes.
I think it's just amazing. So, but if you were a psychic, you wouldn't need insurance because you'd know ahead of time. Like the segue? Wasn't that awesome?
That's the show today. Get psychic and you just don't need it.
Yeah, then you don't need it because you just anticipate. You just anticipate and you know not to be there.
But you still need it because if you're going to be a seatbelt psychic, you do need to insure your car.
Yeah, exactly.
So you still do.
And then we have to go back to that whole rideshare program where you have to make sure your policy is covered and theirs. Yeah, we've had that conversation. Where the gap is there. Yeah, we turned it right around to insurance.
Yeah, to insurance.
We don't need to talk about insurance. We're good.
No, we're done?
Yeah, we're good.
Well, did they show you previews of next week's show?
They did. I can't remember what it was, but it's pretty cool. It's a good show.
I'm serious. Viewing party.
I think so.
I'm going to have to ask both of you to stop whispering. The guy's not in the room right now,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he's not seeing any buddy.
Oh, I bet you we have a lot of people around us.
We do.
I'm supposed to have four.
Three. I am assuming that I've got some people.
I feel like
behind
that you do for sure.
Every time Caroline's here, my grandparents make some kind of goofy statement. They like use me to talk to my cousins, their favorites.
Oh, sure.
Know? And so, okay. Like, yeah. You know, oh, hey, Nancy. But hey, can you tell your cousin that blah, 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 blah? And it's, they
and
do.
Just, and you just want to say, just tell them yourself. Why do I always have to be the
right.
one? That, yeah.
And then I sent a message to my cousin and I said, don't laugh, but we had this medium come in and she felt like there was some messages and blah, 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 blah. And she happened to be going through a divorce at the time, my cousin. I said, I want you to know that Mama says everything's going to be fine. And da-da-da. And she was like, oh, my God, I needed that so bad. And I was like, oh, so you don't think I'm cray-cray?
She's like, not that time, because the message was for her.
Right.
Well, see, even last night they had a pastor on, and he's like, I don't believe in this stuff. I think it's, you know, he was kind of assumed, you know, that it was sacrilegious for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started telling himself, and he's like, you need to stop now. Because you could tell he was on point. And then he looked up and he says, is my wife okay, though? And then they started, and he was just like, I just need to know that my wife knew that I was doing a good job with the girls and that, you know, I mean, that's, you just start crying at the end.
Renee's going to make us cry.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I have chills.
I know. He was just like totally a non-believer, totally like actually against it. Like a lot of people were non-believers. And,
sure.
They're just like, what the heck, you know, just do a reading, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah.
He was just very much against it, you know, because he was a pastor. And so I think he felt,
sure,
for his religion, it's just, we don't do this. And by the end, he was just like, I just feel like such closure. I know that my wife knows that I'm doing a great job with the girls, and that she felt that I did a great job with her while she had cancer. And then she appreciated everything I did for her.
Mm.
So, and then he's crying. So it was like, then you're like,
yeah,
and my husband and I are sitting there, you know, crying together.
And you just called your husband
out. Under the bus.
I know, exactly. poor Mikey. Here's my, you know, 6'3", you know, 260-pound husband crying with me at night. But that's okay. It's what we do.
It's what they do.
It's what, 30 years of marriage, it's what you do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's a great show.
You know what my husband wants me to watch with him? Naked and Afraid.
Oh, I love that show.
I love that show.
I do, too.
Doesn't make me cry. No.
It doesn't make me cry.
It makes me cringe.
Actually,
it makes me want to start itching, like, when they have a lot of mosquitoes.
I would always bring my mosquito netting.
Yeah, right.
Because it would keep me warm.
Why are you so stupid?
Don't you always wonder, like, what one item you would bring with you on Naked and Afraid?
No, I know what item I would bring.
What?
Something to make fire.
Well, yeah. But see, now the new ones, they seem to always give them that.
Yes.
You know, they're getting their fire starter, and then you get to pick items. And so one guy's always got to have a machete.
Oh, for sure.
Know?
Then duct tape.
Yeah, one guy did bring duct tape.
That's a good thing.
Big old fat roll of duct tape.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And a girl made a bra and panties out of it. Right. So she didn't have to be naked, which was great. So, yeah. But I wouldn't want the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes and the cold would kill me. The mosquitoes are horrible. I mean, you see their bodies. They're just like...
Welted up.
You just cover yourself in mud, and it blocks the mosquitoes and the sun.
There is one couple that did that, but it was just like...
It was just still that horrible because it's tropic areas, and I don't...
Well, then I would bring off.
Yeah.
Welcome
to the
jungle. I bring
my smoker, you know.
My big green egg. That's what I'm bringing.
Not that kind of smoker. You know, what is that? That smoker thing you do in the yard. You know, that you light it on fire and you got the smoker. I know. My big egg.
I'm standing there naked, grilling my
snake. Coconuts.
My coconuts.
We're all eating
coconuts. Nancy said grilling your snake, and you said grilling your coconuts. You both covered. There's nothing left to say.
Is there any kind of insurance talk that you want to talk about this morning?
If we were going on Naked and Afraid, what insurance would we need?
Travel insurance? I don't know. Making sure that you get your clothes back before you get back to
Oh, and they always show their... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
The underwear just laying there. It's like, oh, you'd have to make sure that you weren't cute.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You know.
I worry about other things. Like, how do you prep for this? How do you prep?
Shave a lot.
Shave.
Definitely. Are you shaved? Are you not? I mean,
have to be. Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know.
It'd be all hot if you weren't.
I know, but.
And plus, bugs.
Yeah, I guess. I don't. What isn't that?
But you're there for 21 days, so it's just going to grow back. Whatever you shave is just going to grow back.
It is.
I know, but you might as well start with a clean slate.
Yeah, I guess so. Just more to get sunburn in places that you've never been sunburned before.
No, prepare ahead of time.
Okay.
No, because I'm going to go douse myself in mud. I'm telling you, I'm going to walk around the entire 21 days with mud all over me.
But if you're on the beach, you don't have any mud.
Oh, then you have water and you go make mud.
With sand?
No, sand isn't... You could go find dirt.
I think a lot
it
of them...
It depends on some where of them
you're at. I find dirt.
Some of them, there is no dirt. It's, it's just...
Nah, you can always sand find mud. You dig below the sand and there's mud.
I hate sand fleas.
And I realize I'm not afraid of a caiman. The caimans are everywhere. It just seems like...
What's a caiman?
It's like a little crocodile. It's a smaller version. Yeah, but so they're always having to swim in the water, but they're like, oh, the caimans are going to get me. I'm like, it's a small one.
Really, how much of your leg can it bite off?
Yeah, it's just going to hurt. Right. I mean, it'll hurt, but I don't think it's going
to... I mean,
but
I've got less weight for you to carry around.
And duct tape.
Yeah. The spiders. I wouldn't like the spiders. I mean, those spiders are ginormous.
Do you know, last week, we had Dr. Compton on. She's a dermatologist at Mercy Walworth.
Oh, okay.
And we talked all about, skin stuff and sunburn and all this kind of stuff. And I promptly went home that morning and went and thinking that I was, no good deed goes unpunished. I was going to water the wildflowers for my husband that he has planted. And I dropped the hose and the nozzle broke. And, I went to the shed to see if we had another one, and I opened it up and got attacked by bees. You can still see there's a lump. They stung me at least twice right here, just below my eyebrow. See it?
Yeah, I do see it.
Uh huh. Just below my eyebrow.
You can see where the holes went.
Mm-hmm.
So those were wasps, not bees.
Yes,
right?
They were wasps.
Oh, that hurts.
Well, they're no longer alive.
Oh, good.
I chemicalized those suckers. They're gone. Yeah. The entire shed got...
Yeah, I do that,
too.
Yeah,
don't go in that shed for a while.
No.
But, so now, I'm totally serious. Anything that flies at me, I don't care what size it is. I don't care what breed it is. I don't care what it is. I am freaking out now.
What about a microphone?
Oh, I never met a microphone I didn't like.
Well, when one comes flying at you.
Well, I know, and that's true.
Yeah,
this isn't a microphone too. Fly off and hit me in the face.
It did. It hit you right in the head.
It did.
It's really weird. Have you ever had a hummingbird, try to get, humming, do what they do in their ear?
Our next door neighbor has
in your
a...
ear. We have them all over the place, but I've never had one, get close.
Yeah, no, not in my ear, but they get close. My next door neighbor, Marty, has a this trumpet vine thing, and as a matter of fact, the other night we were watching,
so
there were
pretty.
Four or five hummingbirds.
Yeah, it's cool to watch.
Right, yeah, we've got some video of them. But yes, they get real close, but no, I've never.
Well, maybe it was when we first moved here, there's a hummingbird that would just like, I felt it was like in my, like going into my ear or whatever.
Maybe because you're really blonde.
Like a beautiful flower.
You know what I mean? You're very blonde and, you know, if you're wearing bright colors, maybe they were just kind of testing you.
I don't know.
Because we have a hummingbird butterfly garden in our front window.
Oh, you do.
So the whole thing is all butterfly plants and stuff. So I can just sit there and watch. They're there all the time. Yeah. And I've never had one, like even when I'm up on the deck, they don't really come that close.
They don't dive bomb you like wasps do?
Oh, that would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they won't do that anymore because I can guarantee you they went back and told their buddies.
I'm like that up at the cabin. I got my big old wasp can and I'm like every time I go up there, I'm looking for a new one. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, I'm like.
Mm-hmm. You have to. They're dangerous.
Yeah. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I cried.
I mean, it stings for long. Well, especially that's a sensitive area right there. I've had my eyebrows waxed, you know, so it's like, that's a sensitive area.
Then I had to go,
there.
And a few hours after that, I had to go and do a band intro, and I was like, oh, great, now I'm going to have to talk like a pirate. So I'm telling her about it, and she's like, just wear an eye patch. I'll bling it for you.
And did I'm you like, bling an eye patch for
her? I didn't.
You should have. That would have been a great picture.
I know.
Arr. That's the only...
That's a pirate thing.
And Captain Morgan. Those are the only two pirate things
Captain
I know.
Captain Morgan.
Arr. You got to have a... like one of those things on your,
I know.
A parrot
on your, yeah.
So we are, you know, really kind of running out of time. Are we seriously not going to talk about insurance at all?
Just really the only thing I was going to talk about it was pretty basic was I've had clients call me going this week alone. I had three clients say, well, you know, I'm doing this now, like the home-based business, or they're picking up people and taking them to the hospital or taking them to their doctors, and which is actually a professional use of your vehicle. And they're like, well, I'm covered for that, aren't I? And I'm like, no, that's a commercial use. You're getting paid for it, right? Yeah, but it's my car. I can do that. They have this attitude. This week, I've had a lot of people calling that if they don't ask the question, then they don't know, so then they're going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way. I'm just letting you guys know. Just
insurance does not cover ignorance.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, it does at certain situations, yeah. But I always said, you know, there's no ignorance
of the law, though.
But and that's actually being ignorant on purpose.
Right,
right.
You know what I mean? And so just because you don't ask the questions and you don't bring it up to your agent doesn't mean that they're going to cover you for it. So talk to your agent. Sometimes I can just tell you, yes, you're covered, or I can add a $20, you know, little endorsement onto your policy to give you the coverage for it. So don't be afraid to talk to your agent. I'd rather you talk to me ahead of time before the loss.
Right. Better safe than
sorry. And let you know what's going on, and you can make the choice. It's not my choice. It's your choice what you want to do. But I will give you the information, and you can make, you know, an educated decision on what you want to do. But you have got to have a relationship with your agent. You have got to call them. Don't be afraid to call your agent because you think every time you're going to call them, it's going to cost you more money.
Uh-uh.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes we're going to say, no, you're good. You're fine. There's coverage there. Or maybe I'll just move this a little bit here and a little bit there. Not necessarily costing you another, you know, $500 a year or whatever.
It pays to make the phone call. You can't, an insurance company is not going to, you know, the whole, I'm going to ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah, exactly.
Insurance companies don't cover that crap.
Right. That is not. So if you are just doing, like going to a craft fair and selling your honey or selling your soap that you're making at home, call your agent. A lot of homeowners policies will automatically extend over to that minimal type of stuff.
Right.
But not all of them will. And what if you don't have a homeowner's product? Well, maybe now is your good idea to have a renter's insurance because that also is a homeowner's product and will extend over. So don't be afraid to talk to your agent about these things because you don't want to find out, you know, a month later when somebody's skin is falling off because, you know, there was some kind of weird allergic reaction to the soap that you made and now you're in trouble and your homeowner's is not going to pick that up.
Right.
So
if you're in business for yourself, you should really be calling too about a liability policy.
Yeah,
no matter
what. You really should.
Well, because that it's not just, you know, if you are doing something like that and somebody gets sick or whatever, that's not the time to figure this out. Problem.
No, that's a $100,000 because when you look at attorneys getting involved right away, it's going to cost you some money.
Right.
And the saving grace that we have now where people are finding out that they need this coverage is say they go to Walworth County Fair or they go to one of the flea markets or they go to, you know, have like a little stand. These vendors or the people running the show are saying, hey, we need a certificate of insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's when they call me and say, hey, can I have a copy of my auto policy? I'm like, yeah, that's what do you need that for? Mm-hmm. That's my first question. What do you need it for? Which is fine. I can get it to you. And then they tell me, I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work, you know, or my homeowner's insurance.
You can have a copy, but
I can get you one, but that's not what they're looking for.
Right.
So, but by that time, they've probably gone to how many shows already?
Exactly.
So just, you know, even small home-based businesses, it doesn't mean I'm going to ask for $1 million from you. It's just, let's do this correctly in the beginning.
It's about communication.
Right. You just really have to talk to your agent, and don't be afraid to talk to your agent.
Right.
And if you are, then you need a new agent.
That's true.
Your agent should be very readily available to you.
We want to talk to a non-scary agent like you.
Yeah.
Who do we call?
That would be me.
How do we call you?
You can give me a call at 262-742-4029.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
Now we're all going to go home and watch Seatbelt Psychic.
I know.
Yeah, well, you got to DVR it because it's really
good. I'm going to. You've talked me into it.
Yeah.
And Nancy, too.
Yeah. Oh, coming up next on Life Matters.
Don't even get me started.
I have a good one that
I've
been totally planning.
Isn't that what we did already?
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm just getting warmed up.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. And now for another edition of Don't Even Get Me Started. Are you under control here?
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that right before I turned the mic on. This is why we can't have cameras in the studio.
This is exactly why
we could have cameras in the studio, but we can't have the sound on.
It would just be hilarious just seeing us like throwing our heads back, laughing so hard.
Right, and then people have no idea, and then they get mad.
It's contagious, though. Like, look at her. I don't know.
Not if you can read lips.
Right.
It'd be bad.
Yes, this is true.
It would be bad.
What? We're angels.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So the Austin Fire Department. Now, this just got me started because I know you have a couple things. I have a couple things. Do you have a couple things?
Yes, I do.
Get me started.
I do.
I just thought that this was funny.
What?
Well, because people, first of all, people say that I have an accent.
You do have an accent. A little one.
I know, because
you're from the South.
I really do. Yeah. South of here.
I had to throw that in there. You know that.
People, they think we're Amish.
Seriously love that story. Honestly.
They came home from school crying about it.
It is the best.
They think, first of all, the Amish people aren't from the South. First of all, okay?
No,
they think
they're not.
That's what they came home and said. They think we're from the South. They think we're Amish. Like, Indianapolis is not, it's just south of here.
Correct.
It's not the South.
South, right.
It's not next to, you know, like Baton Rouge.
Right.
Anyway. But the Austin Fire Department said they responded. So I like this story because I think I can use my accent when I tell it.
Perfect.
The Austin Fire Department said they responded to a Texas factory not once but twice over the course of 3 days after boxes of tortilla chips spontaneously combusted.
What?
Yeah, triggering blazes.
What?
So,
fire officials
said Wednesday they were quite distressed about the fires, considering the importance of the crunchy snack around these parts. This is where my tortilla chips are big business around these parts. We take them seriously as they are responsible for holding all manner of very important things like queso, salsa, nachos, and various other sundry items that are critical to a Texan's everyday life and well-being. So imagine how distressed we were to be called to a fire at a tortilla chip factory earlier this week. Not once, but twice.
It was a triple chip alarm.
Then, to add insult to injury, additional previously uninvolved boxes of the same food waste that spontaneously combusted just 3 days later.
Oh, how awful.
Well, in order to save the questionably thriving tortilla chip market in Austin, Texas,
and prevent any
further fires from igniting, officials said the fire teams decided to drench any and all remaining crates.
Oh,
It sounds like it's a devastating incident.
There's nothing left but crumbs. There's nothing
Austin,
left of
Texas.
The place. But
I only wanted to read it because I thought I could.
That's awesome.
Use my accent for good and not evil.
Now, are we going to have
a shortage? Everything's under control.
Are we going to have a shortage?
No. Apparently, what they were doing was they were trying to figure out a different way to. They were trying to figure out a better, more ecologically friendly way of discarding the waste from the tortilla making the tortilla chips, and somehow they did, and the crap spontaneously combusted. Poosh.
Have you ever had that happen? Like
spontaneously combust?
Right.
Myself? No.
Not you.
Clearly not.
I mean,
actually, yes.
Yes.
My house caught on fire years and years and years ago. And the fire department came back and later and said that the insulation was so old.
Insulation.
Well, what happened was we lived in a double and the other guy's side caught on fire. He caught it on fire. Burning curtains, light bulb, divorce, long story.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, soon to be ex took all of the lampshades, apparently. And so he had a single light bulb too close to a curtain. He caught his half on fire. Don't even get me started.
It so just a single light bulb without any shade or anything.
Right. Right. Apparently, he lost the lampshades in the divorce. So the fire department came, put that out, and then later on, we discovered that the fire had, in fact, not been put out all the way, and so we had to call the fire department back, and then it subsequently destroyed my house.
Oh my gosh!
And all my things, and come to find out that the insulation in the attic was so old that when they put water on it. If it got water on it, it would spontaneously combust. Like he took a handful and dropped it in the yard and poured water on it, and it went, psh.
Wow. Yeah.
So they actually caught the house on fire with the water. It was
unbelievable.
So,
that's crazy. Whatever. Were you home when it happened?
I was not home when the first fire happened. I was home with my children when the second fire happened.
That's so scary.
And we,
It really is.
Yeah, it was bad. I have another one, but let's go
Are
with
you
one
sure?
of yours. First,
you have one from a couple weeks ago that we both wanted to talk about. That I think we do need to bring this up. This 18-year-old from New Orleans, he was killed tragically. Apparently, he was killed. 18 years old. Did I tell you? Okay, and they held his funeral, but they what is the word I want to say that they basically propped him in a easy chair with. His chips and favorite drink next
to him.
And
game controller.
And game controller and had to.
In
had
lieu
TV
of
on.
Putting him in a
in casket.
Casket.
Correct.
Because they wanted him to be in the state that they normally
saw him.
Were used to him being in.
Yes. They prepared his body, that's what I was going to say, for his wake in that way. If you haven't seen the picture, I don't know. Maybe we should share that on our Facebook page. It's a little creepy. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to lie.
He had
sunglasses on. It looked authentic. It looked real.
He looked like he was sitting there.
They apparently used more embalming fluid or something for this.
So he's sitting up. How do you then put him in the proper form?
Correct.
Because you still have to bury him.
Right.
So,
yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he was cremated or if they...
I don't think you can cremate them after you put embalming fluid in them.
Oh, see. Okay.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe,
but I didn't think that's how it worked.
Maybe
I think it was one
was
or the other.
Buried in the crate that the easy chair came in. Just lowered him down. I don't know. It's just weird. That's odd.
I know. I understand, you know, putting things in the casket with them and their children and all of this. But yeah, this guy was propped up in his favorite sweatsuit in front of the television with the video game controller and the chips next to him and a soda. And
everything. It's like you wanted to go in and just start talking to him.
Right. That was how
that's how it came to be anyway. So
for those who we have lost, you're listening to another edition of Don't Even
Award-winning.
Get Me Started. Award-winning, by the way, shockingly. Don't even get me started.
Are we running out of time?
I don't care.
Okay, well, I'll just make this really quick. The latest challenge, according to... yes, have you heard about this?
No.
The Shiggy Challenge.
What in the world is a Shiggy?
Shiggy. It is from a Drake song called In My Feelings. Now, kids are doing this. It's like I said, it's the Shiggy Challenge. Kids are jumping from moving cars.
What?
Yes. Seriously. They're stepping out of a moving car and then they're dancing, doing these dance moves. Go ahead and dance. Do
in
your deal.
Or
but,
out.
But right. Don't jump from moving cars. First of all, I mean, you don't even want to do that in a golf cart. You'll roll an ankle. But you're going to get road rash if you're doing it.
Hope you like hamburger.
From a moving car.
Idiots.
The Shiggy Challenge. First we had, what, the flossing? And now we have Shiggy Challenge. Flossing is fun.
When Dr. Braden comes in and we talk about floss, we're going to have him floss.
That is going to be a challenge.
I think he comes in a couple weeks.
Oh, I can't wait now.
Ryan will totally do it. That's a reason to have a camera in the studio.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to get that set up.
I don't think that jumping out of a moving car is recommended.
No.
Who comes up with this crap?
I'm not sure. Somebody that apparently didn't do it, because otherwise they probably just put it out there. You know what I mean?
I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
Because you can't even get me started about kids jumping out of moving vehicles.
It's ridiculous.
However, my husband has had his two buddies up from Indianapolis to help him put in some drywall in our house. And there are two guys.
Oh, wow. How are you handling
it? And after the flushing dinosaur incident at the house recently, did I not tell you about the flushing dinosaur? I'm in the bathroom and Dominic, my 3-year-old grandson, walks in and I've got my back to the toilet and I always put the toilet seat down because I need that closure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need the closure. Absolutely.
I actually wrote that down because I knew you would get that. Anyway, I just can't not do it. And so, like, I don't like public restrooms that don't have, I feel like I'm forgetting something. Like, right. It just really bugs me. So, anyway, but these guys have not put the toilet seat down one darn time.
I'd have to move next door.
In 10 days.
Because of that.
In either house.
Nancy. This might call for...
I'm going to have to move in with Shelley.
You are going to have to move in with Shelley.
Mm-hmm. They have not been... Okay, so I'll tell you about the dinosaur incident. So Dominic comes in and he comes in behind me and the toilet seat apparently isn't down. I hadn't used the toilet. I came in to wash my hands because I had just changed his diaper. Mm-hmm. He had a dinosaur toy in his hand. It was like I turned around. I heard because I knew he was going for the toilet. I turned. It was all that slow motion thing,
right.
You know, like, no.
Exactly.
And he dropped the dinosaur in one, it's so graceful.
Just
drop the dinosaur in, hit that handle, and that dinosaur went and looked up at me like, I got to go get another toy. I walked away.
Thanks for saving me.
And I was like, no.
Did you grab it? Did you try?
I tried, but it was too quick. It was that whole slow motion thing.
And
So after Dominic, shortly after that, Ty was taking him to, we had just been babysitting in that weekend. So Ty took him. And while Ty was like, it wasn't couldn't have been a big toy. And I was like, Ty, I can't find the blue dinosaur anywhere. I know that's what he had in his hand. I know that it's too big to go through. Like, I know it's in there. And so while he was gone, I proceeded to shut the toilet off, empty it out, take it off the thing.
You did?
Get it out of there. Well, when Ty came home, he had to help me get it back on and put a new wax ring and all that kind of stuff on. You would think that after the dinosaur flushing incident of 2018, that Ty, at the very least, would put the toilet seat down. But since he's with his friends, apparently it's not cool for any of them
to forget everything.
And he's completely lost his mind, and nobody's putting the toilet seat down now anywhere in the vicinity of my home for some reason.
I feel so sorry. I'm so sorry for you.
Seriously.
You need to say something. You need to put, like, can you...
Do you think that I haven't said something?
I know, exactly.
Do you not? Have you met me?
I know. You'd say something. I would say something.
Every time I go in the bathroom, once again, the toilet seat's out. Oh, thank goodness the toilet seat's up. I was worried. Here's the other thing. You don't even, in my house, you don't even have to put the toilet seat down. All you have to do is, they're the slow closing ones.
Perfect, yes.
You don't even have to bend at the waist to pick it up or put it down.
Even
No.
They just
they're not.
Flick a finger. You can just flick a finger on the toilet lid.
That's right.
They're not even doing it.
That's right.
When do they leave?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
What's Shelly's
number? I really can't. I know. I'm just going to show up there one
you?
Day with my.
Because I'm going to call her for you.
With my teddy bear, and I'm just going to remove the toilet seats and bring them with me and be like, I can't.
Oh, my
live
gosh.
At my house anymore. She thinks it's hysterical when I show up. I just do sometimes. I show up. I just need to stay here. But yeah, so I don't know. I can't really say anything to them, though, because they're working for free. So I can't.
Oh. Bite
but
your
I do
tongue,
still
right? Yeah, you still do. You have to.
Yeah, it's gross.
10 days.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah. I'm going to live.
Well.
I'm going to live.
You will forge ahead. You will.
The dinosaur flushing incident of 2018. Do you not remember anything?
It's all a blur.
No.
Oh.
He did that, too. He did it with my sunglasses on the boat. I was holding them, and he just grabbed my sunglasses and went, whoosh, boom,
it.
And threw them over the side. Like,
no.
It was this beautiful ballet move.
The
oh, yeah,
ones,
he's a quick one. Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't wear my expensive ones on the boat because of the sunglasses throwing incident of 2017.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, don't even get me started.
Well, that is it today.
Thank God.
Go
Thanks
and put
for
your
listening.
Lid down.
Yeah. Boys, just please, just do it. Seriously.
Yes,
if they weren't supposed to be down, God wouldn't have made them.
You're right.
I'm just saying, God would not have invented toilet seats if they weren't meant to be down.
Mm-hmm. And just also, saying. Who invented it?
The I don't.
Crapper, Thomas Crapper.
He didn't. He did not.
I think he did. I think his name was Crapper. I think that if he didn't want a lid on there, he wouldn't have put it on there.
Yeah, put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it.
We're going to put That's a lid it. On it right now.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up, so much more music on your station for summer fun, like 96.1.